You're listening to the Party in My Plants podcast, and you're about to hear a crack-a-lackin' chat about chiropractic care, plus some pretty awesome chiropractic puns. It's your lucky day. Welcome to the Party in My Plants podcast, where I make healthy living as fun as a party so you'll, you know, actually want to do it and then actually feel, look, and live your best. I'm your host, Talia Pollock. Now let's get this party started. This episode is sponsored by my BFFs, Amazing Grass, who just became even more amazing by launching some new amazing stuff. Elixirs. Elixirs is kind of a hot word being thrown around the healthy product marketing town. So if you're wondering, the true definition of an elixir is a magical or medicinal potion. So Amazing Grass is three new organic medicinal potions, which come in packets or tubs as per their usual, are crafted to support your beauty, your brain, and your belly. No, not all at once. I'm a personally humongo fan of their brain potion, elixir, which has my beloved matcha in it, plus my also beloved maca, among a bunch of other carefully chosen ingredients which work together to keep your focus in check. Ah, but I'm also a humongo fan of their belly elixir, which I've been especially going to town on since it has probiotics in it, and I've weirdly misplaced my probiotics in my home. To take Amazing Grass to the next level of amazingness, they're offering Party in My Plants podcast listeners 40% off. Yes, 40%, not some measly 10%, 40% off your Amazing Grass orders if you go to their website, amazinggrass.com, and use coupon code PLANTPARTY40 at checkout. That's PLANTPARTY40 at checkout on amazinggrass.com. And all that info is also linked in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/81. My guest today is a woman who takes pleasure in pop, lock, and dropping spines, all in the name of improving peeps' overall well-being, preventing health issues, and proving that she is not a Dr. Bobby Bobby. Yes, that's a Friends reference. And yes, the scene I'm talking about is posted in the show notes at partyinmyplants.com/81. Dr. Casey Johnson is a family wellness chiropractor based in the Tampa Bay area. She's so pumped about getting everyone hooked on cracking their spines, even at a young age, that she wrote a children's book about going to the chiropractor. It's like, instead of goodnight moon, goodbye earaches. Casey also eats a lot of plants, and we speak about whether you can tell the difference between a planty spine and a non-planty spine, the answer to which might surprise you. In one sec, you'll hear Casey's passion for chiropractic care just reek through your speakers, and you'll hear me ask hopefully and probably everything you've actually ever wanted to ask anyone about a chiropractor. I left no stones unturned, no spines unadjusted. I straightened everything out. Okay, let's let Casey talk now. Casey, what's up? Thanks for coming on my podcast.
Hey, Talia, I know I'm excited. I know we just talked, so I think we should just talk every week.
Yeah. I was just on your podcast like last week, so I guess we're just making this a regular thing.
We're just going to make this an arranged friendship and keep it going.
Well, I've never had a chiropractor on my show, so I thought it would be incredibly helpful to chat about all things chiropractic, which, notice I did not say chiropractics, because you taught me it's not a pluralized thing.
It's not. You know, it's funny. Like, it doesn't bother me. But some people are like, you know, like old school chiropractors, like that might, you know, it's just one of those weird things that I don't know why it's not plural. Maybe we should get that changed.
Yeah.
I think it sounds cooler, chiropractic.
Chiropractics. So
yeah, just put an X on it.
So does that make sense to chat about all things chiropractic? Like, is that a sentence?
That's it.
Nailed it. Yeah. All right. Well, besides that, let's start with some more of the basics here. What is a chiropractor?
Well, a chiropractor is somebody that's really, it's almost like it's not just like, you know, you're not chasing pain, but we're looking at the body as a whole. It's almost a nervous system doctor, right? Because, you know, when you look at the spine, you know, it's protecting the most important thing in our body, which is our nervous system. So, you know, our brain controls everything in the body, right? So for your heart to beat, or for your lungs to breathe or for your stomach to digest food. Your brain has to send messages down the spine and out through the nerves that come out the side of the spine to get to all of those places. So when there's a misalignment in the spine, that's called a subluxation. And that's really what we're looking for, because if there's a subluxation or that misalignment, the nerves can't send the messages at 100%. And that's a problem, because then your body can't function and heal like it's really meant to.
Yeah. Okay. That was a perfect overview of what a chiropractor is. That's really, I didn't know most of that.
in a nutshell, that's like the basics.
So you look at the body as a whole, and like you said, it's like a nervous system doctor, because you really focus on the spine, and our body basically uses our spine to do anything we need to and want to do. That's how it transports the messages and the information and the to-do lists.
Right. I mean, like, yeah, exactly. Because, like, you know, our bodies are so smart, and you got to, like, when you look at every piece of it, it's like, you know, the nervous system, the brain and the spinal cord, that's the only thing in our body that's completely encased with bone. Like, that's how important it is, which is pretty incredible when you really, like, just think about, like, that aspect of it.
You're right. It is incredible. And I think this is where there's a very common misperception, which is that you chiropractors just help with physical pain issues. But based on what you're saying, the fact that, you know, the spine is so important for all sorts of processes and things we our bodies and us want to do and need to do, you've said to me that chiropractic care is about more than just pain, right? It's about, you know, overall wellness and all sorts of stuff.
Right. And that's when it gets tricky, right? Because there's so many different chiropractors and different techniques, and people kind of get confused, because like every corner is like a personal injury chiropractor ambulance chase. Like, you see those, and like, obviously those are needed for some situations. Like, you know, if you're in a car wreck, please go see a chiropractor, because you need it now more than ever. But it's not just about pain, you know, like, just because somebody doesn't have pain, like, that doesn't mean you're healthy, right? Like, symptoms are the last thing to show up. You know, if somebody has cancer, that the research shows they've had that in their body, like cancer cells in their body, 6 to 8 years before they show any kind of symptom.
Wow.
So, you know, it's important to find a wellness physician that isn't chasing symptoms, because that's not the indication of health, you know? And that's why I love to find chiropractors and wellness physicians that is looking at the body as a whole, because it's so much more than just like a headache or stomach pain. Yeah, I mean, those symptoms tell us a lot, but like, there's a deeper issue there. It's just getting to the cause.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So what are, you know, some of the things that chiropractors can help alleviate? Because I think most people think, okay, I'm going to go to a chiropractor if I have back pain or neck mm-hmm. pain, or, you know, my leg hurts or something like that, like physical acute soreness and pain. But I mean, right. Way back during my epic odyssey of my digestive health journey, a chiropractor was someone that was recommended to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? A chiropractor for my stomach? Like, what? Mm-hmm. And I went, but I went very reluctantly, because I thought it was whacked out. Because I thought, well, I don't have a sore neck. Why am I here? So talk to me about, I guess, what chiropractors can help with besides just like neck soreness or back pain.
I mean, I love chiropractic so much. And like, I feel like my first response when somebody tells me something's wrong, I'm like, oh man, get your spine checked, right? So, but there's so many things. I mean, Tali, anything from like, you know, migraines and headaches, that's a big one that people have. I know that that's a pain thing, but like,
yeah,
when someone has like debilitating migraines, like that's really hard. Like, you can't be there for, you know, family and your kids and like all of this stuff. Like, that's a big deal. And when you see people get rid of migraines after they've been adjusted, like, that's a huge deal. But I mean, things like that you saw too, you know, you had your issues with IBS.
Like, so it can actually help with IBS or digestive issues? Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you have a misalignment in, like, let's say you have a misalignment in your mid back, low back, and the nerves that are leaving your spine are stimulating your intestines. If your intestines are being overstimulated or understimulated, there's interference to the nerves that go there, like that's being affected. So if you can get the spine back in its optimal alignment or as close to that as possible, it's going to work better. And then your intestines can function and heal like they're supposed to. When I say misalignment and subluxation, like, it's not like hard bone on soft nerve. Like, there's obviously a lot of tissue there. And I think that's where a lot of confusion comes in.
Yeah, let's define misalignment.
Yeah. So when the spine misaligns, it causes an inflammation response. And that's going to cause interference to the nerves that are coming out of the spine.
Okay. In the area where the misalignment is.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, the body, it's not compartmentalized. Yeah. So, but, you know, everything functions together. So it's just, it's hard to tell, right? Because everything relies on each other. So, but for you, Talia, like, you know, if you had a misalignment in, let's say, your low back, those nerves are affecting your intestines, you know, that can affect how well your intestines work and can cause the symptoms that you're seeing from IBS, like the cramping and the gassiness, the nausea, any kind of symptom like that. So if you can get the more pressure off that nerve, your intestines can function and heal better.
So basically, when you have a misalignment, it causes pressure on your nerves, which can cause physical ailments / symptoms.
Right.
Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Yep, you got it.
Nailed it. Woo!
You are officially
an
unofficial chiropractor.
Well, okay. I have a joke to make about that. And I also have a question. What should I do first? Question? Okay, we'll do
joke. I can have a joke too.
Well, it's not really a joke, but it was just that there are so many jokes about how chiropractors are BS. I always reference Friends in the show because it's basically my Bible. And so I love the episode where Rachel's dad, do you watch Friends?
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Oh, you were! Bobby.
Dr. Bobby Bobby.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
OMG. Yeah. What is up with all the jokes about chiropractors are not actual doctors? And like, what do you feel about that? Why is that a thing? Is it bullshit?
It is. But you know what? Like, this is crazy. And like, I'll kind of touch on the surface because there's so much that could be said about it that I don't have all the facts. But so, I can't even think about what year it was, but back in the day, I guess like chiropractors were really like, they were doing amazing because it started off like super, super holistic right away. Like that was the first adjustment, helped restore somebody's hearing. Like that was its main purpose.
Oh.
So like it was, people were seeing like crazy, amazing results. And the medical association, I think they started feeling really threatened. So they put out like this, like, if you're a chiropractor and you're listening, you're probably going to hit me because I'm not getting all these facts straight. But
I wonder if any chiropractors listen. That'd be fun. If you're a chiropractor and you're listening, message me, email me. I would really like to know.
We love you and you're the best.
Yeah.
But they pretty much put like this like hit on chiropractors and like tried to say it was like quackery. Like so they went after it. Kind of like, you know, how industries are going after like all these natural holistic companies today. It was like that. It was like a war on chiropractors.
War on chiropractors. That sounds funny, but like I it worked. I mean, it's still happening today. I guess they just decided to give you terrible publicity.
Exactly. And that's what it was. And it's really, it is stuck. It is stuck.
But really
like,
has.
No, but you know what's funny about that Friends episode? Cause like, it's
a lot of
funny.
Are funny.
Like my husband, he like doesn't really watch that kind of stuff, but he was like a hardcore Friends fan secretly.
Yes. All the men are secretly.
Yeah. So he would call me like, he'd joke around and call me Dr. Bobby Bobby sometimes. but what's cool, but what is cool about that? You know, Rachel's dad and Ross were giving her a hard.
That's so funny.
It is.
When I thought about mentioning this, I was like, I wonder if she'll get the reference. Like, is this going to fall flat? And it's the opposite. It's like your guy's nickname. That's so funny. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No, you're cool. Like, but what's cool about that? So, you know, Ross and her dad are giving her a hard time because she's like, oh, Dr. Bobby said I have one leg shorter than the other. That was, and they're like, oh, you're walking in circles. All like, they're just making fun of her, right? But you actually see that a lot. And the reason is because like when you're looking at somebody, like if like, say like you're laying face down, I'm looking at your leg length. If you have any hip like rotation, any hip misalignments, that you know, obviously your legs are, you know, hooked to your hips, right? So it's going to pull your leg up and make it appear shorter, but that's just because of the hip rotation.
And so her leg really was shorter than the other.
Her leg really was shorter. Rachel had some hip misalignments probably. So
wish she had gotten in there. But I guess she had Dr. Bobby to help her. So
she did have Dr. Bobby.
Well, let me ask you this then. For Rachel and for anybody else, what causes a misalignment?
It's hard. It's really hard to answer that because it could be literally anything. It could go back to like day one. Actually,
yeah. Can you be born misaligned?
Yes, because when you think about the birthing process, there's a lot of pulling. There's a lot of tugging. Back in the day, there used to be a lot of forceps, like a suction, like you're suctioning the baby. You know what I mean? Like it's not like that's not gentle. Because when you like if the nurse or the doctor is pulling on the baby's head, trying to assist it out of the birthing canal, that can mess with the neck right away. And that causes issues. But I mean, it could go back all the way until like you fell down as a kid, or maybe in high school you had a sports injury and it just stuck with you, or a car accident, or you were in a go-kart. And like, it's hard to tell. Mm-hmm. Even things like stress and toxins can really affect that. It's really hard to pinpoint the exact thing that caused it.
Okay. So I guess what I was curious is, can you be born misaligned? Yes. Yep. Obviously you can get misaligned with like injuries, like obvious like car accidents or like bumper cars or running. But it sounds like, could you just like if I'm kind of sitting awkwardly in my chair right now, like could that cause misalignment, or is it more of like a incident that causes it?
Yeah, no, that definitely can. Like, ergonomics is a big thing because so many people have desk jobs or they're driving all the time. Like, mm-hmm. Our bodies aren't meant to be in those positions long term. And that's how we're, kids are in schools all day and like all of these things. That stuff can add up, and it definitely can. And something I didn't mention at the beginning when you were asking me about like what a chiropractor was, and I was, saying how the brain controls everything and all of that. But your spine, it's made to have a certain alignment. So like you should have, is she obviously straight from front to back, but from the side, three curvatures. So, like the neck curve, that mid back and that low back curve. Mm-hmm. And the optimal position is 45 degrees. That's like perfect. And not saying that you have to be perfect, but if you're in that position, the nerves can come out of the sides properly. So, if you're in a sitting position, like kind of, Talia, kind of get like a normal sitting position, because you probably straightened up and we're talking about your back, right?
I'm literally like touching the back of my neck. I'm like, huh, is this 45 degrees? Right. I have no idea.
Would Casey approve of my posture?
I don't think so. I feel a little sideways.
But if you're like, if you're sitting, you kind of like your hips kind of tilt, you can feel your low back kind of losing that curvature, right? So like, it's just not a normal position. And most people aren't sitting, standing, driving in that normal position long term.
Right. So are standing desks something you're supportive of then?
Yeah, no, for sure. Mm-hmm. Standing desks, if you can get some kind of like lumbar support, or if you can like alternate from all of those things, like if you are able to stand some, use a lumbar support that you can buy, like it's called like a wobble disc. So basically the same thing is kind of like if you're sitting on like an exercise ball, that way you can really get some like hip movement, because that's going to help with the movement of the spine. A combination of all those things are obviously the best, but if you can only do one of those things, definitely do that, because it helps so much. Like I don't even drive anymore without some kind of lumbar support, or like fly without
sexy.
Some kind of lumbar support. It is very sexy, Talia. Especially on the airplane, it looks good. It looks good.
Well, I don't know what you're referring, like, I don't know what that means, what a lumbar support thing that you would bring on the plane is. Maybe can you send me a photo and then I'll add it to the show notes?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's a lot of different things. You can actually buy like a hardcore one. I have like a roll, like it's like a small roll that I can put behind my back. But, you could even like roll up a towel. I've heard of people taking all the airplane magazines and rolling it up and God. Put it behind their back. So, I mean, wow. there's different options. But yeah, I'll send you a picture. That way you can
see
it.
Yeah, just be cool. That'd be helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So going back to Dr. Bobby, are chiropractors legit doctors? What kind of schooling and training does one like yourself have to do to become a chiropractor?
Yep. So whenever you go through chiropractic school, it's like, it technically could probably be like a 5-year program. The hours could be different for different schools. I went to Palmer. I went to the branch that's in Florida. the main branch where like chiropractic started, like at the first time ever, was in Iowa.
When did it start?
It was 18. This is something else a chiropractor is going to be listening and give me a hard time about that I didn't get this date right.
That's okay.
Yeah, but it was something
in
Iowa.
Something in 18. I'm going to Google it.
I'm going to say 1867.
I'm Googling it right now. Keep talking.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, that's my official guess, 1867.
All right, we'll see.
but yeah, it was in Iowa. What were we talking about? We were talking about schooling. So,
1866.
Oh, I had so close.
Dr. Daniel David Palmer, a teacher and grocer turned magnetic healer, opened his office of magnetic healing in Davenport, Iowa in 1886. After 9 years, he gave the first chiropractic adjustment to Harvey Lillard on September 18th, 1895, according to Wikipedia.
Yep. And that's, and Justin Harvey Lillard is, he gave him, he was almost deaf and his hearing came back.
Oh, that's the deaf dude. That's awesome. Yep. Wait, fun fact. Another fun fact. Now I'm just going to read from the internet for the rest of this interview. No, I'm just kidding.
Go for it. Yeah, I'll make my job easier.
The word chiropractic comes from the Greek words share, or chair maybe, meaning hand, and praktos meaning done, i.e. done by hand.
Awesome.
Cool. Okay.
It is cool. Yes. The training is there. If you were asking if it's a real position, it is. Like, we are trained so much on the body and the healing process and how to help patients in different situations. I mean, really in all situations. I can't, you know, speak more highly on the education.
But there, you're not an MD.
No, nope. Okay. Nope, not an MD. Like, can't prescribe medications or anything that. But interesting with that, Talia, it's, and like to go back on, there's so many different ways of practicing and techniques and just philosophies. Mm-hmm. There's a big push in certain chiropractic communities to make that legal to where they can prescribe medications. Hmm. I am not on that bandwagon. That's just my opinion. I think a lot of people probably would say that they want that ability so they can legally help people get off medications.
And so they can make more money prescribing them, let's be honest.
Yes, and that's my fear, is that it will be abused, especially in offices that are more personal injury driven. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that should be, and that's the thing too, because like, if that happened, like, I'm not saying that it will, it would probably be some kind of like continuing education course to allow it. And like, you know, medical doctors go to school for a long time to learn about those things. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. It's the same thing as like a physical therapist taking a weekend course to be able to adjust somebody. Like, I don't agree with that either.
So would you say that a chiropractor is more in the realm of an acupuncturist in terms of like, because the thing that catches people, or I can just speak for myself off guard, is that I feel like chiropractors are more portrayed as doctors. Like, you're literally called, you know, Dr. Bobby, whereas acupuncturists aren't called Dr., you know, whatever. But I think the doctor thing is why people are like, well, you're not an MD, so why are you calling yourself a doctor? So are chiropractors more like acupuncturists in that, like, it's a holistic way of healing and, you know, it's hands-on and it supplements, it's a whole, yeah, okay, I'm just rambling, but it's a holistic form of healing. I think the doctor thing is what confuses folks like myself.
Yeah, I totally understand that for sure. I think it does throw some people off if they're not used to being around that type. You know, if you've grown up in a medical model, like a doctor is somebody that gives you shots, right? Medications. Right. And
went to medical school.
Yeah, yeah. There's even like a doctor of physical therapy now, and like an osteopath is a doctor. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think if you're looking at like philosophies, I would say philosophy wise, definitely more in the acupuncture world.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
But it depends, like, if you're practicing, like, if you're the kind of a chiropractor that's going for medications and only treating symptoms, then you would be more on the medical side, I guess, because like, for, you know, a medical doctor for the most part is looking at symptoms, mm-hmm. and treating a symptom. You know, when you probably, Talia, when you went to a doctor to see about your stomach, they probably gave you a medication. It's funny, like an analogy that I've had other chiropractors use is like, you know, if you're a chiropractor that only treats that you're just looking at pain, that's it. Come back when you hurt, that's it. You're basically like the Tylenol of chiropractic, right? you're just looking at the symptoms. It's just all those different philosophies. For myself, I'm more look at the body. Let's get to the cause, and the symptoms are, it's a deeper rooted problem.
I love that. That's a great explanation. So let's get back into the nitty gritty for a sec. What is an adjustment? We've defined a misalignment. We've defined a chiropractor. So now let's talk about an adjustment. What is that?
Yeah. So an adjustment is when you find a subluxation or that misalignment in the spine and you are helping move it back to where it needs to be. Now with that, there's different techniques, different ways to go about it. Personally, I like to see it on film because that way there's no guesswork.
You mean like an x-ray?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Because there's situations where you see something on film and you're like, I would have never guessed that. Like you just don't know sometimes. And then sometimes there's situations where there's an area that really shouldn't be adjusted a certain way. And you can see, you would know for sure on film. And it's also a great way to help monitor progress because you can see the changes in the spine over time and make sure you're actually doing something to correct it. But an adjustment is you're using your hands. Some people use instruments. There's a thing called there's an arthrostim, and it's like impulses that you can use, and it's really awesome. And there's also a tool called an activator, which is also great. It's great with kids as well, even pets, which is pretty cool.
What?
So there's different techniques, different instruments. Originally, all hand, but it's cool to get the mix because some people respond differently to different adjustments.
And the goal with the adjustments is to bring the spine back into alignment. Is that correct?
Right, and it's that or helping increase the movement in that area.
Okay.
Some people respond to an adjustment like right away. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer because if a problem's been there a long time, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to correct. And also it's really great to include exercises to accompany those adjustments to help hold it in place.
Yes.
Because there's so many muscles and like ligaments like that it's messy there. Like it's not just, like I said, not just bone, moving bone, that's it. Like there's muscles that accompany that. So when you can like give somebody exercises that will help that specific problem as well as the adjustment, people heal a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, like stretches, right? Movements. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Like stretches, they're strengthening things that you can do for the spine and different, you know, different misalignments. So it's really cool, and I love how specific it can be. And I think sometimes when people don't see results, maybe it's not specific enough. But I've been very fortunate to train with a lot of doctors who really pride themselves on being super, super specific, not just guessing.
What do you mean by specific? You mean like taking the x-ray so you can really like get very accurate? Is that what you mean by specific?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like the x-rays, the adjustments, or you know, obviously a specific adjustment, and also the exercises specific to that patient, not just the general stuff, but like, you know, if you have a curvature in, you know, let's say your mid back, that you're strengthening on the side that's weak, not just doing some random exercise on both sides, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I went to a chiropractor a few months ago. I was having an issue with my right leg. It was just really, really hurting when I ran and then like also when I didn't run. And I went in and he cracked me up, which I want to talk about the cracking, which is freaking terrifying. And we cracked it up. I came home. I felt worse. And then I did his exercise, his stretches, and then I started to feel better. And I never had to go back to him. I got better. And now if this soreness like starts to get sore again, I just do the stretches he gave me. And then I don't even have to go see him because I kind of nip it in the bud before it gets too bad. It's pretty
like preventative.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
I was
that
pretty stoked.
Cool. Oh, I love that.
So, okay. The cracking is freaky deaky. I mean, I feel like when I go in, I'm like, all right, well, I guess I could become paralyzed right now, but maybe it's worth it.
No.
Like, can anything bad happen with the cracks?
It is so safe. Like, chiropractors have the lowest malpractice out of any physician out there. Like, it is so safe. I mean,
it's so freaky.
It's the sound freaks you out.
It's the sound, and you're in this like weird. Yeah, I mean, you're like in a weird position usually. Like, you're, you know, and this random person, unless you go to the same person all the time or go all the time, is just like cracking you in like a, I don't know. Like, it's freaky. I find it like terrifying. Is that unusual? I feel like that's would be common. Am I crazy?
Yeah, no. A lot of people are freaked out by that. So like. That noise that, like, I in the biz, I say cavitation, but cracking. That noise, like, it's funny because, like, you know, chiropractors, they kind of like that noise. But, like, the noise technically doesn't mean a whole lot. Like, you can get a movement in your spine without hearing that noise. So just because, you know, when you're getting adjusted, if you don't hear that pop, that cavitation, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not getting adjusted or movement in your spine.
Okay.
So a good example is, like, you know, if you're using an instrument, like, the instruments work awesome. You're not necessarily going to get that, like, that cavitation, that crunch that you're typically used to hearing about whenever you think about chiropractic.
Yeah. I got this thing recently after. So first, when I came into this dude for this injury thing, he put some sort of, I lay on my belly and he put like a thing on my back and it like vibrated. Along the spine. Is that one of the tools you were talking about?
Was it like a wider? Was it like wider or was it more like a pinpoint?
I think it was wider.
Okay. That was probably just a way to help kind of like warm the muscles up. Mm. That wasn't exactly what I was talking about. I can send you a picture of the thing I was talking about if you just want to see what it looks like. Mm. It looks more kind of like a little gun with like a little kind of a point in, but like a little soft tab. You know what I mean?
No, mine like laid on me like, okay. You know, kind of like a heating pad type of situation.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was probably just to help kind of warm up the spine a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool. So is there any benefit to like routine chiropractic care kind of just for quality of life and health maintenance? Because, you know, like I've said, I only go to a chiropractor when I have a specific issue. And really it's been, besides that time that I was like convinced and desperate to go for digestion, it's really about like a specific pain issue. But you know, for acupuncture, I'll go when I'm just having a really stressful week and I'm like, you know what, before I get sick or before this spirals into something else, or just because I want to practice some self-care, I'm going to go in there and get my needles on. Is chiropractic care at all in the same boat as that?
Yeah. And honestly, like in the way, like in my philosophy of chiropractic, like that's what I recommend is just continuous. Now, like at first when you have an issue, maybe you've had a chronic issue going on for a while, or you have something that just happened, like definitely recommend more at first, maybe a few times a week until you get better and you're healing better. But after that, and it's just like maintenance and you're just trying to be proactive with health, I mean, that could look anywhere from once a week, once every other week, once a month. It really just depends where that person's at. Mm-hmm. But I definitely recommend just maintenance chiropractic. Even when you feel perfect, like that's like the best patient is to go in when you feel perfect and you're healthy because you're just trying to stay that way. Mm. And that's why I think it's really cool when people bring their kids in for just routine maintenance chiropractic, because you're helping their body. It's increasing their immune system. It's helping their spine, you know, stay in the right alignment at a young age, because that's when they're growing and healing the most. They're around all kinds of crazy germs at school. So it's like, if you can increase your immune system naturally through chiropractic adjustments, because like there's so much research probably out there that like just shows how much your immune system increases just after an adjustment.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and I can send you some research too, because I think it'd be really cool for you to check out as well. But system increases. Like when you're sick is the best time to get adjusted.
What?
Because it's going to help you heal so much faster. It's really awesome.
Oh my God. How does that work? Because it stimulates the nervous system to just get healing.
Yeah. It just helps the body just function and heal at a higher rate.
Wow.
If you've been doing that long-term and maintaining your spine, you're going to already be at that level. So even if you catch like a bug or something, mm-hmm. maybe it'll last a few days instead mm-hmm. of like a week and a half.
Because your immune system's strong. Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. I'm kind of mind blown right now. Also, I should note, as I've been talking to you, I feel so sore on my back just because I'm like focused on my back right now. Because all I'm thinking about is my spine and my back. My entire attention is there. And I'm just like, damn, I am so sore.
You have to go in today when we get off the phone. That's going to be your homework. You can text me a picture of you getting adjusted.
I have an acupuncture appointment on Friday.
side note. I listened to your episode with your acupuncturist, uh-huh. And he was great.
Yeah,
awesome. I really didn't like, because I've actually never been to an acupuncturist, and like now I want to go because I learned so much from him. So that's awesome.
All right, that's awesome. And I'll put the episode in the show notes. It was a great episode. I'm so glad you liked it. That's funny.
Yeah.
You've never been to an acupuncture, I guess, because that's like your competitor.
No, I'm not competitor.
Why
no,
do
I'm
I like, think they're oh, like I'm competing off. Modalities?
I think they should just work hand in hand, but. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so just to reiterate again, issues that people might go to a chiropractor for mm-hmm. are pain issues, such as like my leg pain that I had, or my back pain that I'm currently having, or neck pain, like pain, right? Pain.
Yeah,
pain. Migraines or headaches on a continual basis. Immune system issues, which would just be like when you're sick, like if you have a cold or, you know, I know we're going to talk in a second about child chiropractor care, but you've mentioned ear infections are a thing. So, mm-hmm. So things that you would commonly associate with like your immune system being compromised.
Right.
Am I missing anything besides like those buckets? I guess digestive stuff potentially.
Yeah. Digestive stuff too. You know, like we were talking at the beginning, like, you know, if you have any kind of, you know, if you've been told you have like IBS or Crohn's or any type of chronic digestive issues, or I mean, really anything like that, definitely go get checked out. Get your spine checked out. You know, if there's any low back issues going on or hip issues, that can definitely affect how, you know, your intestines are working.
Okay. So let's talk about childcare for a sec, because I was shocked when you told me that you give your daughter, right?
Yep. My daughter.
Sorry, your daughter. adjustments. I was like, whoa, kids, that's crazy. So talk to me about how safe chiropractic care and the crack-a-lackin' is for kids. And and I guess, you know, we already spoke about what it could help with, which is immune issues. But what else?
Yeah. So with kids, I mean, that's my favorite because, like, you know, they're obviously at a young age. That's when, like I said, they're growing, they're healing the most. I mean, in a kid, you can get a lot of correction with a kid because they've had less damage. You know, the older that we get, it takes a lot longer to fix something because you've had 20, 30, 40 years of compensating for the damage that you have. So a kid, they can bounce back like that. Like you can help a kid's spine correct so quickly.
That's cool.
But yeah, no. So for a child, like, I mean, I recommend having their spine checked like day one, day two, if you're able to. And I know that you're probably listening and like, Talia, probably what's running through your mind is like that, what happens to your neck to a baby. And like, that's
yeah. I'm like, you're going to crack my baby. Also the x-ray thing. How do you check their spine without x-rays?
You wouldn't do that. Unless it was something like crazy emergency, like
of
you needed to see, then that's different. But for a kid, I mean, up until like, you know, they're a few years older, that wouldn't be necessary.
So it's just by feel. Okay.
By feel. Yeah. And you can tell if there's something off because it's just so easy to feel it in a child.
Well, I can't tell, but you could tell. And you're not like cracking the baby's neck around. It's like, what is a baby or child adjustment like?
Yeah. So with a baby, like let's say newborn, tiny little baby, it's going to be just like light pressures. So once you feel the spine, you can, you know, feel their little hips. It's just going to be just a slight pressure, kind of like, I mean, if you were pressing on, like, I mean, don't do this. It's kind of gross, but like if you were pressing on like your eyeball or something, like that light pressure, right?
I'm pressing it's on like, it right now.
Don't do that.
Through
like that.
My lid, not under the lid, right? Through the lid.
Lid. That would do. I can't go under the actual eyeball.
I don't use contacts, so I don't know how to do all this stuff.
But it's so light.
Gotcha.
Like, so it's completely safe. And what's cool with that is like, you know, we were talking about earlier, it's the labor process is extremely stressful on their spine. Even with, even a little C-section, that's even worse because there's even more pulling and twisting. Mm-hmm. And then even with the natural birth, I was fortunate enough to have a natural birth. I had a water birth, and which was really cool. But even with that, there's still some pulling, not as much, but it's there. But whenever you check a baby's spine, you're seeing if anything's out of alignment, there's light pressures, and it can help with so many things. Obviously, you're giving the baby just an immune system boost like crazy right from the get-go, which is extremely important. You're also going to help with things like if the baby has colic, the crying, the gassiness, any type of stomach issues. Which is, when you see a mom with a baby and the baby's cried for 3 days straight and nobody has slept, and then obviously the mom is worried about the baby because she doesn't know if she's okay. Like that's stressful. And whenever you see a baby get adjusted and they go from panic screaming for 3 days, they get an adjustment, and then all of a sudden, instantaneously chill and go to sleep. That's life changing. It's so cool to see this, how quickly they can respond to something like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I never would have thought about kids until you mentioned it. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And for my daughter, she's 2. She's been adjusted since day 1. I was adjusted through the whole pregnancy, which is really awesome too. Just to touch on the pregnancy thing real quick.
Yeah, please.
Back to the kids adjustment. So obviously, you're carrying a lot of weight in the front during that. It's hard on the spine. It's super uncomfortable being pregnant, and it's even getting adjusted. It's super uncomfortable, but I can't imagine going through my pregnancy without being adjusted. It helped so much.
How did it help?
Well, obviously you can't lay on your stomach unless there's actually, chiropractors that have pregnancy tables. Mm-hmm. So the middle part will drop out. That's so you can lay on your stomach, which as a pregnant person, when you haven't laid on your stomach in months, it's the best feeling in the world. Hey, Talia, it's funny. There was a, I was getting adjusted by one of my chiropractic friends when I was pregnant, and because they had the pregnancy table, and he was like, yeah, there's this lady that came in that I guess she came in before she was pregnant. And she was like, I didn't know this table existed. She's like, I was driving over to the beach 45 minutes away every day, digging a hole in the sand.
Oh my God.
That is awesome. But yeah, the table will work a lot better.
That's amazing.
So obviously for all the structural reasons, it's going to help with you're having a lot more pressure on your spine. It's going to help relieve that just on a pain level, on a health level, obviously immune system, everything that we talked about before. But also there's a technique called Webster technique, which is you're working on the round ligament. You're working on the sacral tuberous ligament, which it goes from the sacrum to the tuberosity in the back. But that sacrum work, it can really help, one, prevent the baby from being in a breech position. Or if the baby is in a breech position, it helps give more room. The baby can flip downward to where they're supposed to be, which is a really big deal because that position is the difference between a C-section and a natural birth, or a vaginal birth. Mm-hmm. And that's really important because there's so many benefits to having the vaginal birth. You're exposed to just good bacteria, and obviously it's better on the spine and nervous system. So
yeah,
it's really big deal to have the baby be in its optimal position like that. So it's really cool.
Wow. So how often can you, or did you get adjusted when you were pregnant, or in general, how often can and might somebody want to get adjusted?
I mean, pregnant, it's, if you're further along and you are trying, you're coming I know my last little stretch, I was going every other day just because I had to stay really good alignment because the labor's faster if your hips are in the right alignment, everything's better. I was going a lot towards the end, and you can, it depends what's going on, right? If you're doing really great, maybe a few times a week. If somebody has a super chronic issue, just not pregnant, and they have to come every day for the first tiny stretch until they get good, and then you're maybe 2 or 3 times a week, work your way down to maybe once a month or something like that. There's really not an exact answer.
Okay.
really depends what's going on. You know, the more chronic, the worse, more often. Mm-hmm. As you get better, taper down.
Gotcha. And do you adjust yourself?
Don't adjust myself, because no. It's just, you really can't do the technique. Now, if it was something like, I was going to say like an extremity or something, but really, like, you really need to have somebody else adjust you to really get that specific thing. That's what's funny. I was listening to the that podcast with your acupuncturist. Laughing, because that is cool, though. I mean, I'm sure he can get some spots like that.
Yeah. That's the dream.
That is the dream. I wish I could adjust myself. That would be awesome.
I adjust my knuckles a lot.
That's okay. That works.
Does that count? They have pretty good alignment.
That totally counts.
So you describe yourself as a plant-based practitioner, which obviously I'm in full support of. So tell me about how the plant-based, you know, collides with your chiropractor journey, if for lack of a better word. Have you always been plant-based? And, you know, what has inspired you to eat all the plants as you went and became a chiropractor?
Yeah. So I would say, like, my most unhealthy eating, all of that, was obviously college. That's, you know, that's typical, right? Mm-hmm. And then I got to chiropractic school and really started connecting with more like holistic people. And, like, I mean, obviously that's super inspiring. Most of chiropractic school, like probably the second half, as I started to really learn a lot more, I transitioned from more non-organic to organic, grass-fed, or, you know, meats, organic dairies, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that was the case until about 2 years ago. I've been plant-based for a little over 2 years. I actually wasn't plant-based until after I had my daughter, about 2 months after, or a month and a half after. And that was because I had mastitis, which is like, it's a lot of inflammation. It's the infection you get when you're breastfeeding. Oh. And it's like, I don't wish that on anybody, Tali. It's like, the worst. I tell people all the time, like, I would rather go through labor again than deal with that again.
Oh my God. What happened?
It's crazy.
What is
it? Well, it's like when you have like milk kind of builds up and then it gets infected and it's just super painful to nurse. You get like flu symptoms. Like I could be good and then 5 minutes be like flu symptoms, 106 fever, just it was crazy. But I knew I had been researching like plant-based for a little bit, and Rich Roll was a big mm-hmm. influence for that. And obviously all the documentaries, right? You know, like Forks Over Knives and Cowspiracy and all of those.
This was pre the Party in My Plants podcast. So I'm just saying.
Exactly.
But that would have definitely been on your big list of inspo.
You would have definitely been my number one inspiration for sure. But it just, you know, that whole rabbit hole of information, and then like, and even just one day I was just like, yeah, I really need to decrease inflammation. I don't take medications. And I just like, I'm not going to have dairy anymore. But I was like, if I'm not going to have dairy, I'm not going to have meat, because it's something I've wanted to do for a bit. Mm-hmm. And I also knew kind of selfishly that if I did it then, nobody would give me a hard time, because I would be like, I'm doing it for the baby. Nobody would give me a hard time about going vegan because, you know, it's a big social thing too.
Yeah.
It's amazing for her as well. She's getting nutrients for me breastfeeding, and, you know, so it was the best decision ever. But I think that in chiropractic, to answer your question, just they go so well hand in hand, because if you're helping the body heal at a higher level with chiropractic adjustments, you're putting the right foods in your body. Obviously a plant-based way of eating is going to decrease the inflammation so much, which mm-hmm. causes so many health issues. I mean, you probably could argue any health issue. But if you combine those two, it's just super, super powerful.
That's awesome. That is so cool to hear. I love that. And I was going to ask, I mean, do you find any correlation between a person that eats a healthy planty diet and like a lesser need, I guess, for chiropractic care or anything like that?
You know, yeah. And I feel like I keep going back to your acupuncture episode, because he kind of touched on that too, but I was going to touch on it too. I was like, man, that's perfect. Because like, there's so many toxins out there, whether it's from your food or from your care products, your lotions, your, all these things, right? In the air and just everywhere, you're exposed to all of these toxins, and we have more stress and anxiety in our country more than ever. And that takes a toll on your body. And because of that, the more toxic, the more stressed the more all of that that you are, it's going to make your body a little bit more difficult to heal. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why you really can't tell somebody, oh, three adjustments, you're good. One adjustment, you'll be better next month. Because you
don't
know.
Depends on your lifestyle and diet.
Exactly. And that's why you look at, like, if you go and talk to people who maybe saw a chiropractor, like if you talk to like your grandma, your great grandma, maybe they saw a chiropractor or their friends saw a chiropractor, you're probably going to hear some like amazing stories. Not that you won't hear them now, but like one adjustment, like the Harvey Lillard story, right? Like one adjustment has hearing back because the toxicities weren't there. It takes a little bit more now because
that's fascinating.
We're just so much more toxic, yes. In all facets of life, not just food. So yes. It's so important just to address all of it.
I love that.
I love it.
That's cool. I don't know. That's just awesome to hear. Can you tell a planty spine versus a non-planty spine?
I don't know if you could tell a planty versus a non-planty.
I'm dying. That's just such a hilarious question.
Now I'm like feeling my planty spine. I like my planty spine. But you know what? Like I look at like my daughter, we were talking about her earlier. She just turned 2 years old. I've adjusted her since birth. She eats plant-based. This girl is a tank. And she's like, she's never sick. Like she had a little cough when she was 2 months old. And that was after her like first plane ride. She was better in a few days and she hasn't been sick since. And she's two. Like you don't hear that. And I'm not saying that to like, you know, brag or anything, but it's cool to see like, I was on antibiotics like crazy as a kid. I see so many kids with tubes in their ears and antibiotics and it's, it's just cool to see the difference. And I say that not saying that she's never going to get sick. Nothing serious, but I want her to get sick because then she can be exposed to things and her body can learn how to heal. But,
that's amazing.
But it's cool seeing the difference. And, so her spine is definitely a little planty spine. She is a boss.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Let me ask you this. As you were talking about her awesome immunity, and I was thinking, well, I think just because my mind's going a billion miles a minute, I've been getting sick. I don't know. I might be allergies too, but I've been getting sick a little bit more frequently than I would like to. I mean, I would like to be like your daughter and never get sick, especially since I'm eating all the plants. But if I went to a chiropractor and I was like, yo, I'm not here for any pain. I'm here to boost my immune system. And what would they look for in my body to like, would they need to do an x-ray? Could he just feel things or are there common like, I'm going to crack you, you know, this way because this is good for immunity. Like how would that conversation work?
I guess it would be considered like a wellness visit, but it also depends who you go to. Like if you said that to a chiropractor who practices like that, they're going to love you. You're going to be their favorite person in the world. And it's what's cool about chiropractors like that is what will happen is they'll check your spine. And let's say you have a misalignment in your neck and you might not feel that yet. Like it might not be causing you pain. You might feel super healthy, but that misalignment over time can cause issues like maybe the increased allergies, maybe the decreased immune system. It's like one of the best ways I can describe it, Talia, is like if you look at your car, you know, when you get a checkup for your car, you get an alignment, right? Your car gets aligned. but the reason for that is because if you don't, it could be putting more pressure on one of the tires. And that might not be an issue that day. You know, your car's not going to break down that day. But 30, 60, 90, 100 days from now, that could be a serious problem. And all of a sudden your check engine light, like the tires are all messed up. Like there's a reason for that. It's preventative. So you don't get, it just doesn't build up over time to be a more chronic issue.
That is a phenomenal analogy. I love that. I'm in the visual right now. I'm like watching my car get aligned because it's true. And yeah, I mean, that makes so much sense. So thank you. That was very clarifying. Well done.
Yeah. And it's, thank you.
It's like you should do this for a living or something.
Oh, you know, but isn't it crazy? Like, well, I mean, I know that was an analogy, but people take better care of their cars and their bodies.
Oh, that's it. I mean, it's funny enough, the car analogy comes into play with so many other aspects of wellness. Like, you wouldn't put like junk in your gas tank. So like, don't put junk in your body. You know, like there's like a bit, I don't know, cars, I guess. Yeah, maybe because we care for them better than people care for their bodies. That.
You wouldn't put tape. You wouldn't put a piece of black tape over the check engine light. You know,
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you can't. Yeah. It's because the problem is still there. But you're just covering up the symptom of the light. It's just crazy. But the alignment thing is huge because it really helps makes sense to people.
Yeah, it makes
like,
a lot of sense.
If I don't get my car aligned, it's going to be messed up in a few months. So it's really cool. That's we were talking about.
No, that is what we were talking about. I was asking if I want to go in for like a wellness visit, you know, that, and then what they would check. And it makes sense that even, you know, a wellness visit, they would check for things to see if things are out of whack in my spine that could later down the line be causing issues or even now compromising my immune system a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's super important. And it's, you know, finding a physician that has that kind of mindset is extremely important. If you're looking for a chiropractor that practices this way and that you really can trust for you and your family, like I know chiropractors, like all over the country, just a really amazing network of people that practice like that. And if you reach out to either Tali and she can reach out to me, or if you shoot me a message on Instagram or Facebook or email, I can try to help find somebody close by for you that I would trust with my family. And I would love to do that for you because I want you guys to be good hands.
That's awesome. Literally good hands.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice.
Hey, I got your back.
Ah, nice. That's too easy. No, that's amazing. Thank you so much. How would people reach out to you?
The best way is probably Instagram, Facebook. I'm trying to be more active on Twitter, but across the board.
What's your Instagram for them to hear?
It's Dr. Casey Johnson, and it's just DrKaseyJohnson.
Perfect. And we'll link that in the show notes, obviously, but just if people want to hear it right now, Dr. Casey Johnson, Casey with a K, Dr. D-R, not the word.
Right.
That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah, because I was going to ask you, I don't even know where to go to begin to find somebody that would look this holistically and not just be like, where's your pain? Like, let me crack it and bye.
You know, a good way to do this, if you don't want any assistance with that, if you find a place that sees kids, like you see a lot of kids running around, like that's a good sign because kids, they don't have pain. So if they're there and they're getting adjusted, it's more than likely it's for wellness, it's for preventative and optimal health. So that's a really good tip. If you see a lot of kids in the office, they're getting adjusted, happy families, that's a very, very good sign that you're in the right place. But go by your gut feeling, your intuition. That's one of the best tips I've ever heard. And it's true.
That's a great tip. That's like if you go to a Chinese restaurant, you see a lot of Chinese people in there, it's definitely good Chinese food, which is another Friends reference because I think Phoebe's like, I think it was Phoebe where she's like, I want to go to this. I'm going to butcher it, but it was like a Mexican restaurant or something, not Chinese. But Phoebe's like, guys, we should try this new Mexican restaurant. There are a lot of Chinese people in there. And they're like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's hilarious.
It was so fun. I think it's actually Rachel that says that. It's an early episode.
That's great. Anyway, I love that.
Friends references, one episode. We are killing it today on this
podcast. Can we throw in a nagi in there and then we'll just, you know, be all set?
Unagi. There we go. Three. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Well, I want to ask you just a few final personal questions before we peace out. First, I didn't ask you, and I would like to, what made you decide to become a chiropractor?
You know, originally, I knew that I didn't want, I knew that I didn't, doctor, wasn't a fan of shots, medication, like early age, like just
didn't want anything
to do with that. But I loved learning about the body. Originally, I was like, well, I didn't know my options. So I was like, maybe physical therapist, I could work. It's at least I'm not giving people medications. I'm helping people. But then I was waiting for a class one day in undergrad at WVU. And one of my friends was talking about that they had a friend that was going to Palmer. It was a chiropractic school and they had a branch in Florida and the school looked really awesome. And I started researching it and just then I started jumping into actual chiropractic and what it was and like just fell in love with it. And I started just like shadowing a bunch of doctors. And I loved everything about it. It was definitely love at first sight because I knew everything was right with that and just the natural way the body can heal. I just loved everything about it.
That's awesome. Sounds like it was really meant to be.
It was definitely meant to be.
That's great. That's great. This is like totally change of gears. So like shift a little. What is your favorite plant party restaurant?
Well, probably, so this place, it's not 100% plant-based.
That's fine.
But they do have this like vegan wrap that has like hummus and tabbouleh. It's like the best thing ever. Like if I could eat it every second of the day, I'd be so happy. but it's called Cedar Girl. It's in the town I live at in Claremont, Florida. And so big shout out to Cedar Girl. But it's
Cedar
it's
like Grill?
Cedar okay. Grill. But it's awesome. But the thing is that kind of sucks for me is that I love that, but my only thing my husband likes that restaurant, my husband's actually not plant based, but my husband likes this cheesecake there, and it's like awful for you probably. So if I get this really healthy wrap, he always gets the cheesecake. So like I'm living, he's dying a little bit. It's a bad God!
So it's like you don't even really want to go there because then it right. gets the cheesecake game going.
Yeah, but supposedly it's the best cheesecake ever, so I'll believe it.
That's funny. What is your favorite plant to eat?
Is it, you want like vegetable or fruit or
either
matter?
Whatever comes to mind.
And
or you can eat one of each.
If I was like stuck on an island and I had dates and a little bit of peanut butter, I think
yes.
I would set for my entire life probably.
Mm, good one. Really good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Down
dates
with
are,
that.
Dates are
love it. What is your most used kitchen tool?
Oh, probably my Vitamix.
Okay. Nice.
That's probably a pretty cliche one, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's the truth.
It's the best.
The best. What are you going to do? I was trying to think of a tool that like is funny, like a joke for a chiropractor that you would use a tool, but I couldn't think of anything. I still can't. There's nothing.
No. If you do, you should just message me anyway.
What's a book that's really inspired you in some awesome way?
I'll give you two. I'll give it Finding Ultra with Rich Roll. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of changed everything after, you know, jumping on that bandwagon. And I'm a huge Gary Vaynerchuk fan. So his first book, Crush It, just blew my mind.
Awesome.
And it's still so relevant, even though it was like 2009 with the whole like social media and platform building. So it's great.
Cool.
Probably, I know you said one, but I'm giving
no,
two.
No, do it. Awesome. Those are both great books. Those are so helpful. Awesome. Well, where can people go to stay in touch with you? I mean, you have a podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Yeah,
I was
so
just on.
The podcast, you were just on and you did great.
Thanks.
It's the Unlock Wellness podcast, and it's on most podcast apps, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Play. It's not on SoundCloud, so you won't find it there. But so I talk with really awesome people. Most of them are plant-based or people that have inspiring stories or just helping a whole lot of people. But it's just, it's been really amazing. I started that in April and, just the connections from that and just the inspiring things I've heard. I know you understand, like, it's just so rewarding and it's probably the best thing I've ever done. It's awesome.
I feel you. I'm right there with you. I mean, I wouldn't have met you if it wasn't for that. And I'm so glad I did, because look how epic this conversation was. I mean,
I know.
It's blown my mind.
Next time you're in Florida, you can come get adjusted.
Yes.
From me.
Oh my God. Stoked. Anyone in Florida, can they go? So do you have a practice right now that people can go hit up if they're near you?
So whenever I had my daughter, I decided to take a little bit of time off to enjoy her while she's small. But I do help out in an office close by. So if they are in town, they could probably just reach out to me and we could arrange something. So you could just send me a message and we can meet up at the office that I kind of help out part-time at.
Oh, that is so generous. That's awesome. Okay. So they'll reach out to you via Instagram, Dr. Casey Johnson, K with the Casey is the K, or your website. What is your website?
It's drcaseyjohnson.com.
Nice. Easy.
If everything's across the board,
Dr.
Keep it easy.
Gotcha.
Dr.
Awesome. And you also have a children's book about chiropractic, not chiropractics.
Yeah.
I almost said it. I almost added the S, but it's a children's book about chiropractic care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that book was cool. It's actually, I'm going to be doing like a whole like children's book, like healthy children's book series. So
cool.
Like nutrition and fitness. So like that was like the first one. And I was super excited about it. And I, you know, my daughter, she has so many books and most of them are cute. They have cute pictures, but they don't really teach her anything of value, you know? So I was like, it'd be really cool to be able to teach kids like that chiropractic isn't for pain, that it can help them not only feel good, but stay healthy. And just a really cute story with bright pictures. So aww, that's basically what it is. It's it follows a toddler through her trip to the chiropractor.
Oh my God,
it
so
just,
cute.
Yeah, it just shows like just that it helps her body heal and that it's a lot of fun and she's having a great time. And yeah, super proud of it. But it's available on Amazon. You can also find it on my website. And the title of it is Maddox's Trip to the Chiropractor.
Oh
so,
God,
Maddox,
so
Maddox is my daughter's
oh,
name.
Oh, so it's autobiographical or biographical.
It's like, she's already a book star. She'll,
that's
you know.
Amazing. That's so cool. All right. Well, I will link that in the show notes as well.
Cool. Talia, email me your address and I'll ship you one.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Awesome. Well, okay. And by the way, for peeps listening, the acupuncture episode is episode 11. So go listen to that. Sounds like it's a good one. I loved it. Anyway, this one was phenomenal too. Casey, thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom and your jokes and your friends' references with us today. Really, really appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It was a really big honor. I am a fan of your podcast. Once I discovered it, I wish I would have had it earlier on. But big fan of what you're doing, Polly. Just keep up the amazing work.
Thanks. You too. Thanks so much for listening to the Party in My Plants podcast. I truly had no idea I'd enjoy talking about chiropractic care as much as I just did. I really feel like I got something straightened out. And oh my God, how cool was it that Casey didn't mind me straight up bluntly asking her if chiropractors are BS? Or whatever. If you don't ask, you never know, right? Speaking of asking, can I ask you to please share this episode with someone who might need to get cracked over the head with this knowledge? Just show someone you love that, you know, you got their back. Okay, I think that is enough chiropractor puns for one episode. I'm getting out of line. For a recap of everything Casey and I spoke about, plus links to the resources mentioned, plus a heck of a lot of other stuff that makes healthy living not totally suck, swing on by partyinmyplants.com/81.